your host, and today we're going to bring you the 1 and 8 seeds and the 4 and 5 seeds of the Alt-Rock region. I'm here with Jenna.
Hi.
Brittany.
Hey.
And Alexa.
Hola.
Now we're going to go to Coldplay with Sky Full of Stars, but Jenna, do you have some facts about Coldplay before we start?
I sure do. The band all met in 1996 during their first week of attending a university college in London. Johnny and Chris actually started the band with the others joining a bit later, and they went to record their first EP 2 years later. The band consists of Chris Martin, who's the lead singer, the bassist is Guy Berryman, the guitarist Johnny Buckland, and the drummer is Will Champion. And they were originally called Pectorales. Here's Sky Full of Stars.
Thank you, Jenna.
You're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. 'Cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. 'Cause you light up the path. Tear me apart. I don't
That was Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay. You're listening to Sterling High School Radio here at the Alt Rock region for the March Madness of Music. Today you have the 1 seed, Coldplay, against the 8 seed, the Lumineers, and the 4 seed, the Killers, against the 1975 as the 5 seed. You're listening with Colleen Green,
Joanna Kazarowski,
Britt Dieterle,
Alexa Phillips.
And now we're going to listen to Clocks by Coldplay.
Thank you.
That was Clocks by Coldplay, and now you're going to hear the Lumineers, but first we have some facts about the Lumineers from Alexa.
Nyla met the other members of the band, Wesley Schultz and Jeremiah Freites, the drummer and guitarist, through a Craigslist ad looking for a celloist. And Nyla was one of two responders to the ad.
Do you have another fact? Just give us one more.
The Lumineers were nominated for 2 Grammys and have a gold album.
Ooh, fancy.
Very good.
Now you're going to hear Flowers in Your Hair by the Lumineers.
When we were younger, we everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time. I saw flowers in your hair. See, it takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot, and now we demonstrated it to the cops and all the things we said. We were self-assured, 'cause it's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one to being ignored. Be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes, be in my heart. Love you back, and I hope it's not too late, 'cause you're so attractive in the way you move. I won't close my eyes, 'cause it takes a man to live, it takes a woman to make him compromise. So be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes.
That was Flowers in Your Hair by the Lumineers.
Up next is Classy Girls.
Well, she was standing. Hello, how do you do? She handed me a beer can. She spoke of places I had never that she had traveled to, and we slow danced along faster too. And I made her laugh, I made her pass, I showed her my $1,000 ring, she said, that's pretty cool. But classy girl, don't kiss in bars, you fool.
Oh, there you go. Something drew me close.
That was Classy Girls by The Lumineers, and now we're going to hear Yellow by Coldplay, but first we're going to get some more facts from Jenna.
She has them, don't worry.
Yep, just pulling them up here. Oh, fun fact. The band has sold over 55 million records worldwide, and they were also originally called Starfish.
Wow, that's interesting. Thank you, Jenna.
Yep.
Here is Yellow by Coldplay. Maybe not. Jenna, do you have some more facts? Because I can't seem to find the song.
Trying to pull them out, so.
Coldplay was recently in Philadelphia. I think, not this year, it was last year. I didn't get to make it, but I heard that their set list was
Are you talking about the summer? The summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went. It was really amazing. It was
the
good.
Light show is crazy for them.
Chris Martin, before their last album came out, maybe about a year ago, and Chris Martin had actually said that this will probably be their last album, so I don't know. I feel like they're going to come out with more, so I don't know. We'll have to see, but according to him, that's the last.
Yellow by Coldplay.
It's true. All the things that you do.
That was Yellow by Coldplay, and now we're going to have one last song from the Lumineers, but first we're going to hear some more facts from Alexa.
The song Dead Sea was actually based on a real conversation that Wesley Schultz had with his girlfriend. The Lumineers didn't first start out as the Lumineers. They've only had that name for 4 years, caused to do by an accident at one of their venues when the person running the show that night mixed up their name with the person that booked the spot for the next week at the same time and place and day, and it just so happened that their name was the Lumineers, and it just kind of stuck with them.
Interesting. This is Stubborn Love by the Lumineers.
Lying, stealing sheep, and beg you from her knees, make you think she needs it, it's time. She'll tear a hole in you, the one you can't repair. But I still love her, I don't really care. We were young, oh, we did enough. When it got cold, ooh, we bundled up. I can't be told, I can't be done. It's better to feel pain than nothing at all. The opposite of love's indeed. Standing on your porch screaming out, and I won't leave until you come downstairs. So keep your head up, keep your love, keep your head up.
That was Stubborn Love by The Lumineers, and you're listening to the 4th Annual March Madness of Music on SHS Sterling High School Radio. You just heard the 1 and 8 seeds, Coldplay and The Lumineers, and up next you have the 4 and 5 seeds, The Killers and The 1975. We're going to go to Brittany with facts about The Killers.
Yeah. Okay, so The Killers' name first derived from a logo on the bass drum of a fictitious band portrayed in the music video for Crystal. So, first of all, it wasn't any other band names like the Lumineers when they took someone else's, but it just happened to be in their music video, so they decided to take that. They have achieved worldwide success as a live band performing in over 50 countries and 6 continents, headlining venues such as Madison Square Garden. And that's all we have right now.
Thank you, Brittany. Now you're going to hear When You Were Young by The Killers.
Waiting on some beautiful boy to That was When We Were Young from The Killers. Tomorrow is the Let's Get Poppin' region with Bruno Mars and The Weeknd, and then 21 Pilots versus Ed Sheeran. Now you're going to listen to Runaways from The Killers.
Runaways by The Killers, and you're listening to the 4th Annual March Madness of Music on Sterling High School Radio. You're here with the Alt-Rock region, and that was The Killers, our 4 seed, and now you're going to hear our 5 seed, the 1975, but first we're going to hear some facts from Jenna.
The band consists of Matt Healy, Adam Hand, George Daniel, and Ross McDonald. Matty Healy is the singer, and he's from London, and when you hear their music, you'll be able to hear his accent. It's very clear. They formed their band at the age of 15, and they've been playing since. Here's the 1975.
Thank you, Jenna. This is The Sound by the 1975. Hey. was The Sound by the 1975. Never mind. So that was The Sound by the 1975. And now we're going to go to Loving Someone by the 1975. Loving Someone by the 1975, and you're here with Sterling High School Radio, listening to the Alt Rock Region for the March Madness of Music. And now we're gonna get some information from Jenna.
In about 30 minutes, the Twitter polls will be open for you to vote. Go to @SterlingKnightsRadio.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. You have 23 hours to vote between Coldplay and the Lumineers and the Killers and the 1975, so don't forget, 30 minutes, Twitter polls, 23 hours to vote.
Thank you, Jenna. Colleen. Now we're going to hear some more facts about the Killers from Jenna.
Brittany.
Brittany.
The Killers were invited by the U.S. President Barack Obama. The band played on the White House South Lawn on July 4th of 2010 for the second annual Salute to the Military United Service Organizations concert as part of the Independence Day celebrations, which Brendan Flowers, who is the lead singer, described as a monumental honor. Since 2006, the Killers have released annual Christmas-themed singles and videos in aid of the charity Project Red, supporting the Global Fund for Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. That's it.
Thank you, Brittany. Now you're going to hear Read My Mind by the Killers.
On the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in line. You say you wanna move on, and you say I'm falling behind. Can you read my mind? Can you read my mind?
Read My Mind by the Killers. And now we're going to get some more facts about the 1975 from Jenna.
The 1975 writes all their own music, and they strongly believe in that. Maddie has stated before that it bothers him that other artists don't write their own music. And Maddie, the lead singer, both of his parents are actually famous actors, Denise Welch and Tim Healy. Before choosing the 1975, they called themselves Talk House, The Slowdown, Big Sleep, and Drive Like I Do. They ended up picking their name from a poetry book, which was called First June, the 1975. So there are your fun facts.
Thank you, Jenna. Now you're going to hear Love Me from the 1975. Sometimes I'm just with my friends online, and there's things we'd like to change. Love Me by the 1975. And Jenna's here with a reminder.
All right, so the Twitter polls will be going up very shortly. Go to Sterling Knight's Twitter. You have 23 hours to vote between Coldplay and the Lumineers and the Killers and the 1975, and you'll have 23 hours, so get your votes in.
Thank you, Jenna, and thank you guys for listening to the All Good It's All Good Region. I'm Colleen, your host.
I'm Jenna.
Brett.
And I'm Alexa.
And you're listening to the 4th Annual March Madness of Music here on Sterling High School Radio. Today you heard the 1 seed Coldplay, the 8 seed Lumineers, the 4th seed The Killers, the 5 seed, the 1975. And don't forget to vote and hear the results tomorrow during the Pop Region show. Go Knights.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
This is Sterling High School Radio, playing a wide variety of music from the 60s to today's top hits. Streaming live online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Can it?